Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, Keith, you ready to clear your name?
Yeah, I'm trying to do the best I can with that.
What happened? I was listening. Look, Nick and Billy can back me up on this. We were listening to the crossover down the hall.
It's ridiculous.
About Celsius Gate.
It is stupid.
And then Terp and I started talking about our NBA bets,
yeah,
and I didn't stick all the way till the end. So what?
Legit, the NBA bet's more interesting. I'd rather talk about that.
But, so what happened?
So, all right, real quick, long or the short of it is this. On Monday, there were multiple energy drinks in the fridge. I opened the fridge, saw them, took one, didn't like lie about it or anything else.
Yeah.
Real quick, just to set the stage
here. There's very incriminating evidence. Video footage from Twitch.
And me also saying I did.
And a confession.
A confession.
That's true.
A video of me drinking it on the air on Monday. Real quick, just to set the stage, Jones, I'm going to play a game of true or false.
Okay. Yes, yes, yes.
As a radio station, we get food drops semi-regularly.
Yeah, these feel like leading questions, but true, yes.
No, just yes, to set true. The stage,
yeah, yeah,
Jones.
True, yes.
We get food drops. Sales sometimes have meetings in the conference room where they're catered and there's food and drink.
True.
When those meetings are over, the food and drink from the studio or the conference room migrates to the kitchen.
True.
There used to be a table in there. Suddenly there's not a table in there.
I thought the table was smaller now.
I heard there's a new table.
Small
table. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But
yeah,
when there was food on the table, there was no notes or anything around it, but it was assumed it's up for grabs.
Now, this I'll back you up on 100. This I've done.
True.
Is food sitting on that table?
If there's like pizza pies?
Ken actually yelled at me one day. I went and they had devil dogs in there. Ken yelled at me. He's like, hey, you stealing devil dogs out
devil
there?
Devil dogs?
Yeah, there's a devil dog.
But if they have stuff in the kitchen, the public communal kitchen, it's up for grabs, right? I'm painting a picture here.
Well, I would say the table 1,000%. The fridge is admittedly more of a gray area, but I get what you're saying.
I'm not done yet. If there are drinks at some of these things, there might be soda Popinski, there might be some tonic or seltzer, there might be water, there might be energy drinks. And if they're there, also it could be a product drop. I didn't even realize that. Not just a food drop, but maybe there's a potential client in the air.
Yeah, clients, if you're listening, drop
stuff off.
Keith will definitely drink it.
Andy Hart's had multiple energy drink sponsorships. He's got one right now with Lucky, and so those are around the office.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you open the fridge and there is multiple of one item, do you think that's like somebody just brought in their lunch, or do you think, oh, maybe that's extra? Right?
I'm being honest. I don't often go in that fridge, but I would.
I do.
Your point is valid in that something in like a can,
yeah,
is a lot different than something in like a Ziploc bag.
People, I will use the line twice because it's so good. People are making me out to be Chris Farley and Norm MacDonald from Billy Madison.
I heard this.
Through brown paper bags and being like, ooh, this looks good. Ooh, bologna sandwich. Like, I'm not a psychopath monster. I'm not going to take somebody's homemade lunch. But if there's been times where there's been multiple water bottles in there, I'll help myself to one. There's been like a six-pack of Coke, I'll help myself to one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So on Monday, I go in there, I just pop the fridge open. You never know. Something left over from the weekend.
Okay, well, now I have a question.
Not opening the fridge? I always do.
No, but this is what I was going to say.
Oh.
So, yes, you're right about all these things at a radio station.
Yeah.
Food drops, et cetera.
Was her name on it?
No.
I did hear her acknowledge
she's learned a valuable lesson, and you educated her on that, which you were patting yourself on the back for. No, but I was going to say, there's also a scale of, like, you're high on the scale of seeking out what might be available in said fridge.
Yeah.
Versus other employees. I would at least acknowledge that.
Yeah, so
You're on the prowl.
So I went in there.
You're on the hunt.
So the only thing, because like I admit to having it, I drank it, and I would do it again. But her being like, you stole it from me because I don't agree with your Marchand scoop. And I was like,
yeah, well,
that's insane.
This is where I can't agree with Courtney on this. I
don't know who could.
You definitely stole her Celsius, but you did it unknowingly.
Steal is
stole it.
Not the word I would use.
And you didn't intentionally steal it, but it was hers. You took it.
You
that's
stole
stealing.
A Celsius.
Yes,
it happened
yes.
to be Courtney's.
Yes. Yeah,
so
I'm with Billy on that. You stole a Celsius. You didn't know it was Courtney's at the time.
So I also disagree with that. So there's a bunch of bagels over here, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So if Billy came in here, did he steal a bagel?
No.
But no, he helped himself to a bagel.
That one's like clearly a food drop.
All right. Well, I helped myself
to
a Celsius.
It's like 50 bagels.
No, and like nobody will believe me now, which is fine. But I didn't think like, oh, this is somebody and they're in for a rude awakening when they come back.
By the way, in a related story.
I'll show her.
Right. Oh, yeah. Especially her. And then how about her? What a moron. She's like, you know I drink Celsius. Wow. Celsius.
See, now Keith is mad.
You keep the lights on?
No, yeah, right. Like, oh, my God. She's like, you know I'm the only one that drinks Celsius. I'm like, that is wild.
So I was just about to ask this, but I think based on the name calling, so that went worse.
Sorry,
it went worse than, because you brought in some nice things.
I brought her a freaking replacement Celsius and a flower.
A flower?
She loves flowers.
One flower?
Three.
Oh, nice.
Well, no, it was a joke. It was like a potted plant, because remember her husband got her potted plants and she was pissed.
Even a callback and you were listening?
Yeah. But she's like so dead set, like this was like malicious that I would do this. So I'm like, yeah, that's what I'm doing.
So it did not. No, there was no healing.
No, I think it went worse. I think it probably went pretty poorly.
Do you think the text line's right? 617-779-7937.
That's a leading question. I don't know. I haven't read them yet.
Well, number one, Keith is a trash panda. Number
yeah,
two.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I like raccoons. Somebody in the Twitch chat's like, Keith's cheap. Yep. Like, yeah. I will never, ever.
I'm telling you right now, you haven't met a person in radio that isn't cheap. Anybody you listen to out there on the radio, regardless of station, format, we're all cheap. That's true.
That is true. Yeah. Like, I get very excited for free food and drink, so that sort of tells you where I'm at, and I think we're all always
half my wardrobe is free t-shirts.
Yeah, that's true. Do you think I bought this hat or sweatshirt? Hell no, I didn't. So, yeah, I am cheap, but I didn't think that I stole it. I thought it was extra from something else.
Yeah,
and
well,
the fact that she thinks I know what she
would drink.
You're not
the first criminal who said I didn't know I stole it, but I don't think you. I don't. I definitely don't think you knew it was
the Dolphins jersey that shows up to court in a Dolphins jersey and stole it.
Yeah. Oh, it's a Tom Brady Super Bowl ring. Yeah. I had no idea. So no,
put it in my own bag, not the shopping bag.
There's a gray area on whether or not it was stolen. It feels stolen, but I don't think you knew it was Courtney's. No, the text I was going to bring.
Keith could not be more right about this. Yeah, I agree with that guy.
No, the one that says WEEI needs a pizza party.
Well, let me ask you, would I be stealing slices then, or would those be for the group?
Well, I don't know. If we're all sitting there in the room.
What if there's like leftover soda? Could I help myself to that, or would I have to make sure, would I have to call everybody in the building that it wasn't theirs?
I think you should check. I think you've learned a lesson. I think you now need to check.
I did read through some of the tweets last night, because Courtney posted the security footage of me, which is hilarious. It's like me walking down the hallway with a little Celsius can.
Yeah. I had a favorite. I checked through the comments, too. I had a favorite.
I didn't read them all.
I had a favorite comment, but go ahead.
But they were, like, all over the place. And, like, some of them were really good. One of them was, like, the real crime is Keith's wardrobe.
Yeah, people think you dress like Adam Sandler.
That was my favorite one. He goes, does Keith show up to work every day dressed as Adam Sandler?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah, basically.
He is a hero of mine.
Yeah.
So it only makes sense. Dress for the job you want, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So Terp's showing it now on Twitch and on Instagram.
Yeah, that's Adam Sandler taking. Yeah. That's what you should do. Yeah. They can't see your face, Keith. No. You should be like, that's Adam Sandler stealing that.
I think Wiggy also was like, you should just say that it wasn't you. Like, that's very clearly me. That's very, very clearly
deny. Patriots approach. Jonathan Kraft, Patriots approach. Just deny. That's what you got to do.
I know.
Okay.
But, didn't go great.
Getting it off your chest is feel any better?
I've got a growing list this week of people that I'm against. So what's one more?
Yeah, well, that list is mostly former media members. This is now a current employee, co-worker, current media member, Courtney Cox.
So he said, Keith is right. Coco should label her stuff in the community fridge, but also he owes her a Celsius. I bought her a Celsius today.
Well, so you're even on that.
I gave her, which I honestly don't think I needed to do, but she made such a big deal about it that I did bring one in.
It's been a costly mistake for you, Keith, a potted plant and a Celsius. You wound up costing yourself in the long run. Never mind the character assassination.
No, I know. That is true.
I hope you learned a lesson.
Man, what a week.
Yeah.
What a week it's been.
How about this? Rename the show Jones and Thief.
Not bad.
That's good.
Yeah, I still don't think I stole anything, but it's a good name.
Madness.
Yeah. It is a good name.
Jones and Thief. That's a hard one to beat, actually.
Thief's Keys coming up today to the division room.
Thief or Madness.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, no, it's good.
It's all pretty solid.
It's not bad. Does it feel better to get it off your chest?
Not really.
No, you're going to hold the grudge. What's your saying?
Don't get mad in the first place if you can't hold a grudge. No, I'll hold on to this till the day I die. That's fine. It doesn't work on our show.
Keep drinking those Celsii. It's not that far in the future.
Well, I also told her she owes me a thank you because that is poison water and you shouldn't drink it. Like, they're not even that good. I don't know why I took it. That shows you like
that's
the level.
Future
that
show
is
sponsor.
Like petty theft.
That's
that
future
core.
Show sponsor Celsius.
Well, suddenly they could rebrand or something. Maybe I'd love them, but at the time, like, no thanks.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's where I'm at.
Okay. That's the backdrop of the show today. You want to weigh in? Who's right? Who's wrong? Workplace etiquette. We'll be happy to take your phone calls all day long.
So real quick on that,
because
I got a lot of feedback about being like, well, if you didn't bring it, you shouldn't take it. Like a lot of these people,
uh-huh.
I don't think every workplace has as many food drops as our place does.
Yeah,
and if they do, I guess I don't want to work there.
Yeah,
like I mean, if they're getting that kind of free food.
Look
all
at all
time.
The schlubs that work in radio. There's a lot of food drops, and yeah, I mean,
but it is a little apples to oranges. I know it makes me sound like I'm just like making something up, but it's true. Like the morning show gets food all the time. We get food semi-regularly. The afternoon show will get a drop occasionally. You just never know.
Yeah.
And then the sale, how many times have they been like, hey, there's stuff in the conference room? Like, there's food all the time.
Yeah, I've noticed.
And drank.
I've noticed less food drops for this program in the new year. But yes, I noticed that as well.
Always get like Wednesday cupcakes.
Yeah.
There used to be cupcake day. Let me ask you.
There's one day of the week I've noticed. Yeah, keep going. Yeah.
Did I steal a cupcake or did I help myself to the extra cupcakes? I don't think I stole those
cupcakes.
In
that case, you helped yourself to extra cupcakes. Yeah. In this case, it was a stolen Celsius.
I don't think you knew who the target was.
Compromised that you did steal it.
Yeah, you stole it. You didn't know who you stole
it. But how self-centered to be like, you know what I drink and you did it on purpose.
You used up all the glue on purpose.
Nice. I do not think you knew it was Courtney's. I mean,
Thank you. That
I'll defend you.
Thank you.
So workplace etiquette all day long here on Jones and Keefe. Yes.
Because you guys could also attest to that. I grabbed it on Monday, walked down the hall like nothing happened, came on, and we did the show. Was I like,
no, but
I didn't do that
once. Did you say stolen Celsius?
Yeah, I never said sinister laugh.
But a professional criminal, you're going to.
But I guess.
Hide in plain sight?
You might want to leave a calling card, I guess. That's true.
I don't know. That video that Terp pulled, you did look awful suspicious.
Yeah, you look smug.
You're looking around.
That video where you were sipping that Celsius, yeah, you look real nervous
I
and
guess
guilty,
you're right.
Squirrely.
I bet. I love how they had Mark look at the tape.
Uh-huh.
They had Mingles look through all the tape, and he comes down the hall during one of the breaks yesterday, and he's like, I'm like, yeah, no, it was me. He's like, okay, thanks.
You're like,
okay.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm guilty. Take me away.
Yeah.
I know why you're here, mm-hmm. and I'm very guilty about it. No, so, okay. Well, that's the controversy here at the station. It's got a lot of people fired up, and rightfully so. What the heck else was I just going to say about it?
So, do you want to take a quick call on it?
Yeah, let's go.
Then we'll move on. I know most people are like, we will.
Debatable. Mike is in Rhode Island. Go ahead, Mike.
Or we'll keep it going for the next 4 hours.
Mike?
Hey, guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, you sound great.
Yes.
Here's the thing. Unless there's a note on it that it's for everybody, like the cupcakes, if you didn't put it in the fridge, it's not yours.
So funny you say that, Mike. I look at it the other way. Shouldn't you label it if it's yours rather than label it for everyone? I feel like if it's unlabeled, it's for everyone.
No, unless there's some kind of note on it or a message that goes out that says, hey, there's whatever those things are called in the fridge. Help yourself. It's not yours.
Yeah, well, that's never happened here in the history of it. These bagels don't have any kind of sign on it.
I think
pizza
Mike's,
never has any sign on
that
it.
That might be Mike's workplace. I don't think. Is that how it goes in other workplaces?
I've never seen a sign.
I've never worked in a real office. I've never worked in a real office. I've only worked.
I don't know what that's like, Mike.
I've worked in restaurants and radio stations and, you know.
That works for you, sir.
Crummy convenience stores. I've never worked in a real office. So I don't. Is that how it goes? I'm with you on this.
I don't think I've ever.
Individual has to label their stuff. It's not labeled for everyone.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever seen a sign here that said for everyone.
Yeah.
I have seen the occasional, like, Pete, Steve sandwich. And I'm like,
Ken.
All right, that's Steve sandwich.
Ken, and you're like, yoink. Yeah.
At home, if your daughter's, like, suddenly something half eaten, and then they come back, is it gone because you already ate it? Like, 15 seconds later,
dad tax. It used to be that way. I learned my lesson.
Dad tax.
Oh, see? You learned your lesson.
Well, I learned my lesson just because they'll circle back and be like, you know what I really want again? And I'm like, oh, I thought you were done.
Yeah, how's it going in the Keefe family fridge? How does that go? Billy, that's right. That's dad tax all day long.
It's a free-for-all.
I'm eating anybody's
leftovers. Oh, I eat a lot of leftovers.
Lucas brings something home from school? Mine.
Yep.
Yeah.
You cut the crust off that PB&J, I'm eating those crusts.
Yeah. I'm like the Keef of our house. Yeah. Anything that's like hanging around,
I'm running on crusts right now. This is basically, you hope there's a little bit of peanut butter and jelly in the crust. Sometimes it's just the crust.
I just picture like they put it down because they're going to do something else. Keef just like immediately eats it and they come back and it's gone.
No, you know who eats more of it is my dog. The older he's gotten, the worse he's gotten. Like if you leave any food out, that's his.
Oh, no.
That's dog tax.
No, I my toothless dog is like that too. He's 12 years old. He's
just kind of mouths on it.
And he doesn't even care. He's so cranky and doesn't even care anymore. Yeah. It's just like, I'm
taking this.
I'm doing whatever I want. I'm 12 years old. Yeah, I do what I want.
He's gotten worse.
Yeah, no, that's
not
true.
Good.
Okay. Well, interesting.
Yeah.
You can weigh in, please, all day long. 617-779-7937. We're going to need a pizza party here. And we'll have to label it after we have the pizza party, to your point, Keith.
Make sure everyone knows
everyone.
It's for everyone. Yeah.
We'll have to label that. But I do think, EEI, you've probably heard the promo running. I heard it today. Keith's theory on pizza parties. When things go wrong, pizza party can fix anything. I'm not sure about this.
Well, put it to the test.
I'm not sure a pizza party is going to fix this.
Maybe put it to the test.
Well, if people are sick of this already, they're going to hear it over the weekend because I did make the promo for Keith being a thief this morning.
Nice.
Great. Thanks, Nick.
Okay, we will. Yeah, way to put this to bed. We will get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. We will talk about the divisional round. The Chiefs on three-peat watch. You getting nervous, Patriots fans? And, how would that change things for the Patriots? Tom Brady versus Mahomes and the Chiefs. We'll get to that. And all the divisional round matchups coming up right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
Very apropos by Nick.
No, it isn't.
Although,
the smoothest of the smooth criminals.
There's nothing that Alien Ant Farm can't fix. Get AAF on the scene. These guys will figure it out.
No, they will.
That is a good, as well played, Nick. I disagree with the word thief or criminal in this case.
Yeah, you don't appreciate
that. Although I like the text line that says, Keith should go out, get 10 different beverages over the weekend, come back Monday, label them all in the fridge. Just fill the fridge with my
all
stuff.
All labeled stuff.
All labeled.
Take up, should do like,
take up, fill, like 100. Fill the fridge with my stuff.
No space in the fridge.
Just cases of stuff, and then put my name on all of them.
Well, let me say this. There is a mini fridge, isn't there? Has this come up in the debate?
This has not come up. I think there is in the Greg Hill Show office.
Well, no. So I actually just checked that. But there is one in the
In ours.
For a little peek behind the curtain.
That would be long gone.
Greg's show gets prepared in a separate area from everybody else.
Yeah,
but in the actual common.
Yeah.
What?
Were no, you, nothing. Were you say something? No, I wasn't. I'll leave it.
Okay. So they have a separate office.
Yep.
Where you could leave stuff, but there is not a fridge in there. I did put my head in just to double check, unless I missed it. But there is also a separate mini fridge that would seem to really, if you wanted to
help
keep something safe. But I've been told, is that not the?
Do they not have a fridge?
Well, is it not the greatest?
Looks like it needs a good cleaning.
That's one way of putting it.
Like there's one of those ones with a fridge multiple times.
Okay, it looks like it needs a good cleaning. Maybe you don't want to put your Celsius in there.
I legit think there might be subs in there from the Dale and Keefe era. Like there are, I don't know whose subs those are, but even.
I think it still functions.
I'm actually surprised you haven't eaten those.
I was going to say, even Raccoon Rich isn't going to go in there and eat those.
I
know where to draw the line.
I don't want to victim blame here, but Courtney, I have learned in radio, that we're all just heathens and people are going to take stuff.
Yeah,
I've had headphones stolen. And this
I
is,
may have stolen a pair of headphones back in the day.
Yeah, this is Arizona.
Oh, I take my headphones home every day because of that.
Well, but I'm saying, you leave your headphones around, people will steal those. So, like, we're all heathens. We're all monsters.
Yeah.
And so, again, I would never even think of leaving anything in that fridge because of people like you, Keith.
I can blame my time in radio. Yeah. I probably came into this business thinking everybody's, honest. Nobody's going to take anything.
The origin story of you just ravaging the fridge would be an interesting film. Oh. Full-length film.
Listen, free food, free drink. It's not stealing. I didn't know whose it was.
It's stealing, but you didn't know whose it was. I do agree. I agree with that.
Again, it's a pretty hard S there you're using.
James is in Rehoboth. Hello, James.
Hey, how's it going today?
It's going pretty great.
Hey, so Rich, you know what, dude?
What?
I'm in your corner with this.
Thank you.
I'm in your corner with this. Courtney went out. She complained that somebody took her drink or whatever it was.
Yep.
And you didn't hesitate to step up and say, I took it.
Right.
So, as a parent, when I'm dealing with my kids and they do something wrong, it's better for me to hear from my kid tell the truth. For me to have to circumvent and figure out what happened, right?
Absolutely right, James. Thanks for having my back.
So, Courtney this morning, especially when you replace her product, she should have been grateful. Right. Hey, you know what?
I wouldn't go that far. Now she needs to be grateful. I wouldn't go that far.
And I got her a potted plant.
Let me ask, because I was unaware.
Really nice gesture.
I was unaware of this. Uh-huh. I was asked yesterday in the hallway if I stole the Celsius. I said I no.
I thought she was kind of joking.
But did she did ask you?
Well, I was walking down the hall.
Yes.
And then I don't know if she heard me, but you can ask Billy and Nick. I literally turned to them. I was like, yeah, I took it. But I think she had already gone away.
But what did you say to her?
We were a couple steps down the hall, and she was already around the corner. So
yeah, we were like literally walking past each other.
Got it.
Yeah.
But did she ask you?
She was like asking everybody. I think.
Well, that's what I, that yeah, was yeah, my, yeah. That was how I thought it went down, because I was definitely asked.
Yeah.
But, okay. So there you go. Workplace etiquette.
So I guess my issue is more so that she thinks I did it on purpose, which
right.
I did not.
Right.
But I guess I don't know how you prove that.
I wish the timeline lined up better for the Smash mailbox.
Oh, that was retribution.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think so.
She's got nothing to do with
that. She
didn't
believe the Bruins scoop.
Timing's
all
off.
You're angry about that, yeah. So you took the Celsius, then the mailbox got smashed. I wish that timeline worked, because now we'd really have something. But anyway, Ken, is Ken here today? I didn't see him today.
I didn't see anybody.
Maybe he's
wide open parking lot.
Maybe
out
he's
there.
Planning a pizza party. He should be planning a pizza party for this place, because if anybody needs it.
Couldn't hurt.
It's WEEI right now.
Couldn't hurt. Make sure you label everything.
All the leftovers.
Yeah.
617-779-7937. On the games this weekend, Patriots fans, it's getting time to meet your maker. We've been talking about it for months and months and months, going back to even last Super Bowl. The Chiefs' three-peat is now officially on. Whether you like it or not, whether they were lucky or not, they were the best team in football. Again, their bye week is over. I'm not going to go as far as Pete Prisco and say if they three-peat. We played that clip for you off the top. We've been sidetracked. But
yeah, a little bit.
I'm not going to go as far as Pete Prisco saying that Mahomes is the GOAT if they win three in a row and win this Super Bowl. He's on track to be it,
sure.
But he's not there yet. But now it's time to get ready to, I would imagine, really root against the Chiefs. And in 3 weeks to a month's time, you might have to bend the knee and say they've done something the Patriots, the greatest dynasty in the history of the sport, and Tom Brady never did. No one's ever done.
No, I mean, that is a huge distinction when you end up comparing the guys, when it's all said and done with Mahomes. You know, how many things, because everyone's going to talk about the number, like what, how many Super Bowls, right? How many Super Bowls, how many MVPs, that kind of thing.
Yep.
But really the two, really the only two things that Tom Brady didn't do in his NFL career, I guess, would be the undefeated season and the three-peat. And so we were watching that with the Chiefs even this year, right? They didn't look great, but you're like, when do we start talking about undefeated? Like, they were rolling for a while. You're like, all right, is that going to be something? Could they do it in the same season? So, all right, that one's out the window. But you still have the three-peat on the table. And, yeah, I don't think, you know, four Super Bowls equals seven just because you three-peat. Like, I'm certainly not going there. But, man, he's ahead of the pace. I think we've at least talked about that early on. When you take individual achievements with team success, first however many years in the league, he is on that fast track. Also, it is kind of apropos, I guess, that it's a divisional round game against the Texans. Or how many years did the Patriots play, like the Colts or the Texans, or some team in the divisional round where you're like, they're going to smoke them.
Yeah.
They're big favorites. They're a wagon. And, you know, it's almost like everybody would joke about the double bye. Like, all right, there's in the conference championship again.
Yeah, that's Shaughnessy tomato can.
Yeah, right, that whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, there was a lot of truth to that, and a lot of it was just because of how good the Patriots were. But it was like, all right, wake me in the AFC Championship. And crazy enough that the Kansas City Chiefs are turning into the same thing.
Yeah, I was just looking at the Chiefs are not the biggest favorite this weekend. That's Detroit. I thought the Chiefs were the biggest favorite. I'm wrong about that. They lost one game all year. Like, actually lost one game all year. They lost in Week 18 to Denver, where they didn't play anybody. They lost
through that game.
They laid down in that game. I mean, in retrospect, to keep the Bengals out. And so I didn't really love that approach by KC, by the way. You can start Mahomes and let some guys play in that final game and still attempt to lose it.
It's
right?
kind of a Peyton Manning strategy.
It is.
Yeah.
So, look, maybe the Chiefs are a little rusty to start this game. They're not losing to the Texans. I can't imagine they're losing to the Texans. So now they're in the AFC title game? And what, you're going to wager against Patrick Mahomes at Arrowhead?
Yeah, they're going to say the home against either Allen or Lamar, two guys that are great, but neither have been to the Super Bowl.
Who's more likely to take Mahomes down?
Allen.
I agree. He's done it in a million regular season games. He's gone toe-to-toe. I mean, a million regular season. He's done it the regular season. He did it this regular season.
Right.
Which is another reason why I would lean Allen over Lamar, not to change the debate.
Mm.
But I would lean Allen over Lamar in the MVP, he has a signature moment, and it was running over the Chiefs defense to seal that game. But that game was in Buffalo. Allen's beaten them in the regular season before. They've answered back in the postseason. I wouldn't pick Buffalo to beat Kansas City, but now I got to choose between Lamar or Josh Allen, who's more likely to knock off Mahomes. I agree with you.
Could it finally be their year? Even though he's probably got less, kind of weapons with him this year than he has in previous years. Talking about Josh Allen, but maybe he's played better. You know, James Cook's had a really good year. The receivers leave a little something to be desired. But that game a couple of years ago, that back and forth game between the Bills and the Chiefs, is one of the craziest games I think I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah,
like just, oh, the game's over. Oh my God, I want to come back. Oh, now the game's over. Like it was just, it was insane how that game finished. And so they're both capable of that. It could be a crazy shootout. Although the Chiefs this year, they didn't score over 30 points in a game.
They still haven't.
Didn't need to, but they haven't, which is wild.
Their defense is really legit.
Yeah, no, it is.
And they do something, and Bill said this early in the year to his credit, and, you know, it was his own way of patting himself on the back, but they'll lose guys, and it won't matter. And they've done it on offense, like Tyreek Hill now for a few years, but why am I blanking on the name of the corner who signed in Tennessee? Legarius Sneed.
Mm.
Like, he goes. He was a lockdown corner.
It doesn't seem to matter.
Their defense might be better.
Yeah.
And so they are a team that can beat you multiple ways, and they do feel like the old Patriots. So I know you're all rooting against them, and I'm curious, well, A, how nervous you are about it. B, how much you think it matters. Like, already on the text line, oh, Terry Bradshaw was never the greatest, even when he had four Super Bowls, which I actually think indirectly is you're actually arguing against Brady there. But, you know, I agree. It's not just a ring count, but that's a good shorthand way to do it. And Mahomes and the Chiefs could do something that's never been done in NFL history, something the Patriots couldn't do. They went to three straight, but because they benched Malcolm Butler and couldn't stop Nick Foles in a Super Bowl, they didn't win three straight. You know, that to me would be a checkmark in their favor. It doesn't settle the debate, but it would be a big checkmark in their favor. And if that happens, then you really do start measuring these two up.
Yeah, I was going to say, this might be more of even Reed chasing down Belichick more so than it is Mahomes chasing down Brady. I mean, it's a big step forward, but because Brady went out and won another one on his own, like, that's such a wild distinction and such, you know, like a big time like padding of the stats by doing that with a different coach and a different franchise and all that other stuff. But yeah, I mean, what Andy Reid has been able to do is insane. Spagnuolo is another name that's been popped up. We talk about how good the defense is. That's still a guy that I know he's getting some head coaching interviews around this time, but not somebody I would necessarily trust for that. I feel like this is further proof that some guys can be excellent, excellent coordinators, but maybe not in charge of the whole thing.
Yeah, let me contradict myself real quick.
Yeah.
I think he should get a job, but I wouldn't want him to be my coach.
I wouldn't want him.
I know that doesn't make any sense, but I feel like he deserves a second chance, but if my team hired him, I wouldn't feel great about it.
But it's like, all right, you're so good at being a D coordinator, then you get your shot, you're a bad coach, then you go back to being a D coordinator where you're one of the best in the league, and it's like, well, this time you'll be better, or like, I don't know, maybe just keep doing this. Maybe this is what you were meant to be.
So we're getting ahead of ourselves, but, you know, Mahomes brings in another Super Bowl. It'll be his fourth Super Bowl win before he's 30. It would be his fifth appearance. Like, those are numbers
and
that...
Four in, what is it, 5 years?
It would
or
be...
six? Something
four
like that?
Six
four
and
six.
4 and 6 years,
okay.
Which is something Brady hadn't done at that point. So when you're measuring him up, that's what you're facing. How do you feel about it? I know who you're rooting for this weekend. You're rooting for the Texans. You'll be rooting for Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson. I know all that. But are you starting to get nervous? Or is there no reason to get nervous? Patriots greatest dynasty of all time. No one can touch the Patriots and Brady in 20 years of success. You let us know. 617-779-7937. Sorge is in Mansfield. Hello, Sorge.
Jones and Keith, how are we today?
Doing excellent.
Really quick here. I think the bet of the weekend is Texans plus 8.5. And this is why I say that. I'm not saying that the Texans are going to beat the Chiefs, but I don't think that this is like the legendary Chiefs offense we've seen the last couple years.
Well, that's
I think
true.
This Texans defense is legit. And also, there's been a little bit of controversy with the left tackle position with the Chiefs, and I think they actually moved Tooney to the left tackle. So, listen, there's been a lot of debate over the years if Santa is real. If the Texans beat the Chiefs tomorrow, Santa is working overtime in January.
Okay, so look, if the Texans
wind
like up covering...
I don't even like them. Yeah.
But you got to imagine most of the I don't know the breakdown. I'll look it up, but you got to imagine most of the public is on Kansas City. Like I would bet the Texans maybe for that reason. Like you look at the metrics and is the public back in KC? They can't score. He's right about that. They don't score 30. They're not the same offense. So could they win, but it would be an uglier win than maybe we think it would be? Maybe, if you want to play that out. I wouldn't feel comfortable laying the 8 at all.
Well, it's funny, going back to the Brady parallels, like, is it at this point kind of in reverse, whereas like Brady really needed the defense early in those titles, and then later it was really a lot more about him and the offense, where Patrick Mahomes, earlier in his career, was more about shootouts and winning that way. It's like, and now he's got the great defense.
Yeah.
So, like, it kind of inverse.
They don't. It's a Benjamin Button situation going on as well.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 617-779-7937. A reminder, WEEI's coverage of the football postseason brought to you by Wise Snacks. No one does crunchy, salty, or cheesy better than Wise Snacks. We'll get back into the divisional round when we give you our Friday four-pack coming up about 40 minutes from now. We'll get into the Patriots, their offensive coordinator search, and also, what does Josh McDaniels' offense need? If McDaniel's going to be the guy, it sounds like he's going to be the guy. What do the Patriots need for that offense? We'll get into it. Plus, speaking of betting, and Sorge just brought up his bet for the weekend, which...
We don't love it, but I've been wrong plenty of times.
I'm not tailing.
Yeah.
I don't know how many people are tailing the Bozo touchdown parlay these days.
It's cooled.
But let's give you one coming up next. Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. Text line 617-779-7937. Same as the phone number. You can jump in on the Patriots, the Chiefs, what's at stake this weekend. The boogeyman is here, and they're officially starting as the best team in the NFL, starting their chase of a three-peat, something the Patriots couldn't do. So are you ready for it? Can you handle it? We'll get to that. Does Rich Keefe have amnesia? Well, no. I don't think so. That would be very convenient in the Celsius case.
Yep, that'd be a classic soap opera theme.
The Patriots' last Super Bowl was all defense. I hate this take so much.
But this, you got to know what I mean. I meant like the whole season, the lead up. How about the game before that?
Brady was most miserable 8-0 quarterback the following year, blah, 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 blah.
Aye, aye, aye.
They won in that, their defense was great in that Super Bowl against the Rams. You can even say Belichick cooked up a great game plan if you'd like to. I'm loath to give him a lot of credit, but I'd go there. I mean, Jared Goff threw a pop fly to Stephon Gilmore, but whatever.
Got to put a little more zip on that ball.
Yeah, who broke up the pass? Was it Jason
McCourty?
Like, if Goff had any zip on his throw, you know, it probably goes differently. But whatever, good game plan by Bill. Fine. Their defense was really good in that game. Do you recall what happened the two rounds before that?
I do, yeah.
They smoked the Chargers.
Yeah.
And it was a lot of offense in that game, although that might have been some running. I can't remember.
What ranked higher that year in the regular season, their offense or their defense?
I bet both were pretty middling.
They were both great.
But they were.
No, they're both great.
Offense.
Offense was better, though.
Yeah.
It was more of an offensive team.
They were
team.
Great in 2018, offense and defense.
Yeah.
I remember.
Fourth offense, 7 defense. This was the classic bend, don't break. They were 21st in yards defense. Remember they would give up a million yards, then it was like field goal.
Well,
whereas like offensively they were right at the top of the league. They were top 5 in yards and points.
I think I have my years right. Is 2018?
2018 was the weird year.
Josh Gordon like walked off the field in Pittsburgh?
Yeah.
That was that year, right?
Yeah, they lost a late game to Pittsburgh. You're like, this ain't it. And then they won the whole thing.
I was on the classic Jones bad take. But I was like, it's over.
No.
Dynasty done. It's officially Josh Gordon walked off the field in Pittsburgh. They're dead. They win the Super Bowl like a month later.
No, that was the weird one. That's what people were saying. Last year's Kansas City Chiefs reminded a lot of people, and even this year's Kansas City Chiefs, of the 2018 Patriots, even though the Patriots lost more regular season games. It was the 2019 season, Brady's last year, where the defense destroyed all those second string quarterbacks, and like it was number one defense. The offense fell a little bit, and then we saw what happened in the playoffs. But no, in 2018 it was more of a offensive team, I would say.
617-779-7937. Al's in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Al.
Hey guys, I just wanted to say that you two of you guys are the best.
We are.
Thanks, Al.
That's true.
End of mine. Yeah. Radio.
Thank you.
Rich, I just wanted to mention that I had my first Celsius the other day. Thought it was disgusting. I don't know if it's a sponsor of yours.
Yeah, that might be the bigger story here. I shouldn't have taken
it. Nobody should be fighting for those things.
Correct.
But biggest thing, Brady versus Mahomes. This, to me, I'll admittedly say that I'm the biggest Brady homer on the planet. I just love the guy. But to me, the mic drop is this the 59th or 60th Super Bowl?
This is 60, isn't it?
Coming up.
I think it's 60.
Is it 60?
Okay. Yeah, because Gronk has a good joke about it where he's like, with the Roman numerals, where he screws up the word. What's the point about the 60th Super Bowl, Al?
So 60, I don't hear this enough. Brady has more Super Bowl wins than any franchise. All of the greatest franchises in the history of, you know, the Super Bowl era.
Yeah, we got it. So if Mahomes wins this year.
That is a wild stat. Yeah, that's a wild stat.
Okay, fine. But if Mahomes wins this year, he's ahead of Brady's pace. That's the point.
Ahead of the pace, sure. Yeah. But one of the crazy things about Tom Brady is winning it at 40 and being like a freak show and playing that long. Nobody plays that long.
If Mahomes keeps this up, he's going to pass Brady by 35.
I know, but people would wonder, like, will he keep it? Nobody else was able to do it to that degree. Mahomes is a little doughy, someone would point out. Wonder if, like, physically he's going to be able to do it. Also, Brady, don't get me wrong, Brady made a lot of money, but I feel like the money's a little bit different now, too. It's a little bit easier for guys to kind of walk away. You know, that wasn't the reason why Brady kept playing, I understand. But I don't know, like, it'll be kind of crazy because Mahomes is still, as like a human being, is still pretty young, you know?
Well,
like,
he doesn't turn 30 till the offseason. Or, well, until after the season is over.
It's crazy because you could argue, actually, I think it's maybe clear, wasn't Brady himself better in his 30s than he was in his 20s. So, like, if you get that with Mahomes, like, look out. But there's zero guarantee. Like, most football players, that's not the case.
That's 100% true. 617-779-7937. You can jump in on this. We'll get to the Patriots' offense, how you got to rebuild it for Josh McDaniels, one of the big conversations we talked about all week. But let's get to the Bozo touchdown parlay. Four games this weekend to choose from. In the divisional round, who are you going with, Keith?
I'm going to go with Amon-Ra St. Brown, the sun god for Detroit. Should be a ton of points in that game. I got a little side thing going with Jared Goff throwing three touchdowns. So I'm going to need one of those to go to Amon-Ra St. Brown.
A lot of eggs in that basket.
It's minus 125. However, I feel like every time I watch the Lions, he does, in fact, score a touchdown. There's going to be a lot of points. I think he gets in the end zone this week. So give me St. Brown.
Okay, Keith going with the high over-under in that game with Amon-Ra St. Brown. I'm going with another high over-under, not as high as that one, but I'm going with Josh Allen in that game. Over-under there is at 51.5. Josh Allen is plus money, at least when I checked last night. Maybe it's moved. Plus 110.
Yeah.
Anytime touchdown. The Ravens are very difficult to run on. I think that works out in his favor. I think it's going to be hard to run with James Cook down by the goal line, so they're just going to have Josh Allen do it. Josh Allen plus 110. That's who I'm going with. Who you got, Billy?
Eagles hosting the Rams. I'm taking the bookworm. Give me A.J. Brown.
Ooh, this is a good one.
The bookworm. I like that.
Maybe they feed him a little bit. I know they're saying, oh, don't worry about it.
Squeaky
wheel. He reads all the time and whatever.
Last time this happened, they force-fed him the ball in the end zone.
I like it.
Yeah, but Jalen Hurts hates him.
Well, something's got to give.
Squeaky wheel. Look, squeaky wheel is a good...
I'm a fan of it.
A good way to approach this. And plus 150, a lot of juice there. Who are you going with, Nick?
I'm going with Xavier Worthy. He catches the ball and he runs the ball. He gets the ball a ton. Sure. Last time the Chiefs played the Texans, he scored. So give me Xavier Worthy.
Okay, and Terps going with Terry McLaurin. That was the other one I was looking at. Plus 110 in that Lions
game. That
so are we four different games?
Yeah, I think we got them all covered, right?
Oh, we got five picks. I'm sorry. But we got
there's
one in every game is what I mean. Yes.
Double. So Amon-Ra St. Brown and Terry McLaurin are in the same game, and then everybody else is a one-off.
Okay. So Allen plus 110, Amon-Ra minus 125, A.J. Brown plus 150, Xavier Worthy plus 205, Terry McLaurin plus 110. Parlay them all together. What does it add up to, Keith?
One ham, $10, would get you a PS5, a game, and some money left over, $605.27.
And as we like to tell you, you shop around on the apps, there's probably a boost. You can juice that up.
Definitely
going to
be playoff boost for sure.
Yeah.
Touchdown playoff boost. Like almost everywhere.
I think I saw a 20% earlier today.
So it's $605 on the low end.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
this one looks good.
You feel good about it?
I feel great about it.
Well, Terp just texted me the math throughout the season. We're up over $1,000 in the season.
Still up $1,000.
And even though we hit one bet.
It's been dwindling, though. We are.
We won early. It's 10 bucks a throw.
Yeah.
Like, not bad.
No, I'm just saying. It's been minus 10. There's been
minus
a lot.
We've been taking away
quite a bit from the winnings.
In it, playing, having fun. Every weekend, a little spice, a little
That's
something
true.
Nice.
That is true.
I mean, you're losing 10 bucks all the time, but... You won like close to $2,000. We had like a big juicy parlay early.
Yeah.
You're still up on the season.
The question is, do we need to hit again to really legitimize the Bozo touchdown?
I would like to hit again, but we're bringing it back next year because we're still up. Even if we lose out, divisional round, conference,
we could do like 15 years worth of shows.
Well, like Super Bowl, we won't do.
Let's be careful.
Let's try to get 15 months.
We barely outlive Mayo. Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No bet.
Yeah.
like Super Bowl. And even next week, we can talk about this.
Uh-huh.
Maybe we just do, like, different bets. It doesn't have to be touchdowns.
Maybe it's not, it can't
guessing,
be.
There might not be five touchdowns next
there,
week.
There probably won't be.
Well, they're picking no touchdown score.
But no, you can't do no touchdown score and also pick a touchdown score.
That would be our specialty. This guy's not scoring a touchdown.
Nobody's scoring.
I'd be in on that.
All right.
So there you go. It's Bozo Touchdown Parlay. We'll tweet that out at Jones and Keith Ann on Instagram. Follow along there. 617-779-7937. I already see Brady Mahomes driving me crazy. We'll get to it. We'll also get into Josh McDaniels. Big story this week. Is he the next OC? And if he is, the offense is going to change from a year ago. Not just the talent, but the philosophy. So what does the Josh McDaniels offense need? We'll get to that with all your phone calls next.